From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Welfare recipients in Missouri will soon have a shorter lifetime eligibility period. Following the Missouri Senate's lead, the House voted to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto of a bill that will reduce lifetime eligibility to 3 years and 9 months from the current 5-year period. Republican Diane Franklin of Camden County says the shorter period is meant to get recipients back to work.
There are jobs out there, there are good jobs out there. But we have to have a program that helps those that have not been able to take advantage of education, employment, or even being involved in the work activities to get to those activities.
Democrats argued that the bill will result in more than 64 children losing welfare benefits on January 1st. Franklin and other Republicans argue that the figure will be much lower. A measure that would block immigrants who are illegally in the U.S. from receiving money under Missouri's A-plus scholarship program is headed to Governor Jay Nixon's desk. The Missouri House gave final approval Tuesday to the bill supporters say is meant to limit the number of people receiving scholarships in order to preserve them for Missouri residents. Democratic opponents and advocates for immigrants say it would cause financial hardship for hardworking students seeking to get a college education and contribute to society. Democratic Representative Lauren Arthur of Kansas City says students brought to the U.S. as children should not be punished because legislators have created a funding problem for the scholarship program. For the second year in a row, Missouri lawmakers have sent a proposed fix to the state student transfer law to Governor Jay Nixon. Marshall Griffin reports.
This year's bill would require accreditation of individual school buildings as opposed to entire school districts, meaning that students in failing schools would first have to transfer to a non-failing school within their home district. If all slots are filled, though, they could then transfer to a school in another district, but that provision would only apply to kids in urban and suburban areas. The measure does not cap the amount of tuition failing schools would have to pay to allow students to transfer, but it would provide academic incentives for receiving districts that charge less for tuition. Nixon vetoed last year's bill because it would have allowed public dollars to go to private schools. That proposal was left out of this year's bill. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed another bill. This one would have tied unemployment benefits to the state's jobless rate and would have cut the number of weeks someone could receive benefits to 13 weeks when the jobless rate dips below 6%. The bill fell 29 votes short of a 109-vote veto-proof majority when it passed, but the sponsor GOP House Member Scott Fitzpatrick of Berry County says he expects that to change.
And so we've just been educating those members on what the Senate did to the bill, which in my opinion was fine. And I think we're moving people back into the S column just because they've, you know, generated a higher level of comfort. I feel pretty confident we'll get to 109.
The Senate added language to the bill to categorize severance pay as part of wages. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.